Gangsters, Faces of the Underworld.
Chapter 1. Liverpool.
Think of Liverpool, and the mind will conjure up images of poor social housing, high unemployment, and abject poverty.
Back in the 1800s, it was a prosperous place to live because of the success of its port.
But that success had been built upon a history of extreme human suffering. By the close of the 18th century, 40% of the world's slaves were transported on ships that had voyaged from Liverpool. The vast profits from this abhorrent trade transformed Liverpool into one of Britain's leading cities. Stephen French, known in the underworld as the Devil, grew up in Liverpool and earned his moniker by terrorising, torturing and robbing drug dealers. A direct descendant of the slaves that arrived in the port, he believes that the racist views that permitted slavery still exist in the city and beyond.
I'm a product of the African slave trade and the Irish potato farming. All my ancestors managed to survive the horrific crossing of the Atlantic. So out of a ship of 300, 100 to turn up, and those at the bottom, crushed and mashed, were called nitty-gritty. My heritage is nitty-gritty. On the black side, on the white side, the Irish came. The Irish Holocaust, the potato famine, and they turned up here, and they ended up in the port of Liverpool. The wealth of Liverpool is built on slavery. All the fancy buildings in the city centre, all built on the backs of blacks. You've got a road called Penny Lane. It's a great Beatles song. I've wrote to the council numerous times, asking them to change the name from Penny Lane to Freedom Lane. Because the simple path, it's a homage to a slave trader. You can't talk about the drugs. You can't talk about the economy without talking about slavery. You can't talk about without talking about the racism. I remember the conservative slogans from the 1970s. If you want a nigger for the neighbor, vote Labour. Rooms to rent. No Irish, no blacks, no dogs. Why do you think we were so furious? Why do you think that we set the city on fire? The only individual that got it harder than a Scouser was a black Scouser. You've got to understand what makes me who I am and the way I am and the ferocity that's in my genes. We landed here 400 years ago. It took us 400 years to get from the docks to the top of Parliament Street. People forget the history. So I became a ferocious robber baron. Individuals like me, Curtis, lots of us turned to a life of crime. So you've always got to look at the history of why individuals are the way they are.
Slavery was abolished in 1833, but Liverpool continued to benefit from international trade. By the end of the Second World War, the city's heyday was over. As Britain traded more with Europe, Liverpool found itself on the wrong coast. As businesses failed and unemployment figures soared, the ever-resourceful Scouse villains used the port to import drugs from all four corners of the globe. On the streets and in clubland, drugs created an extremely competitive market. Fistfights in the underworld were soon replaced with gun battles. Liverpool and other cities throughout the mainland would never be the same again. Former martial arts world champion and doorman Gary Sandland witnessed this violent transition.
When drugs were introduced to clubland, did the violence change?
It went from being drunken guys who want to shout and scream and be rowdy to tablets, ecstasy and the likes. And then you get into the coke, where people can get aggressive. When tablets and coke became involved, that's when the money side comes involved. And that's when a guy comes to the door and you search him and he's got a bag of pills the size of a bag of crisps.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?